The next day, when Cord and I were alone together for a couple of hours, she told me that she and Yule had become boyfriend and girlfriend.
Huh, I said.
I guess that explains why you two spend so much time out gathering firewood. I wasn't trying to be a smarty pants, just trying to emulate the kind of banter that Cord and Yule exchanged so freely. But Cord became quite embarrassed, and I realized that I had struck too close to home. I groped around for something else to say.
Well, now that you've told me, it seems like it was meant to be. I guess I just didn't see it because I had this idea that you were going out with Rosk.
Cord thought that was pretty silly.
Remember all those conversations I was having with him on my Jija the other day?
Yes.
Well, what we were really doing was breaking up.
Well, Cord, I hate to be a pedantic avout, but I couldn't help overhearing your half of those conversations, and I don't think I heard a single word that was even remotely about breaking up. She looked at me as if I were insane.
All I'm saying,
I said, holding up my hands, is that I had no idea that that was what was going on.
Neither did I, Cord said.
Do you think... I began and stopped. I'd been about to say, do you think that Rosk knows? But I realized in the nick of time that it would be suicide. It seemed to me like a pretty irregular way to handle important relationships, but then I remembered how things had gone with me and Ayla, and decided I was in no position to criticize my sib on that score. Cord and I had talked surprisingly little about our family. That is, the family that I'd shared with her until I'd gone the clock. But what little I'd heard had left me amazed by how clever people were at finding ways to make each other crazy and miserable. Whether it was those they were related to or a crowd of strangers they'd been thrown together with in a consent. Cord sometimes seemed 80 years old in her knowledge and experience and cynicism about such things. I couldn't help thinking she'd thrown up her hands at some point and decided to devote the rest of her life to mastering things such as machines that could be made sense of and fixed. No wonder she hated the idea of machines she couldn't understand. And no wonder she didn't waste a lot of time trying to understand things she couldn't. Like why she was now Yule's girlfriend.